Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Old School, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Second segment, 4 o'clock hour. A lot going on, man. And one thing, you know, DP was talking, do we have the audio from the old boy?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're going to play the audio of my man. I just think it's funny, though, because he tried to get a little attitude. Look, you know when your grandma, your aunt, say, who you snapping your neck at? Who you looking at like that? That's what he did. Let's hear his press conference. Let's see what I just like this when these dudes say. Let's hear what he says.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you, but. I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. Write that.
Coach, thank you very much.
He said, write that. Yeah, hey, you like that?
You know.
Hey, there's so much comedy. The thing that everybody didn't pick up on when he was saying, he talked about Texas A&M in the past tense.
Okay, the charitable interpretation of that is that he was talking about the job this year. I poured everything I had into this year.
Yeah.
Meaning he was just reflective on the season. Now, I think it looks like, I mean, it's like most likely he already knew the deal was done. He was talking about it in the past.
That's like Lincoln Riley said that when they asked Lincoln Riley whether he was going to take the LSU job, and he said no.
I will not be the next head coach at LSU.
But I am at USC.
I asked Austin this question earlier today. Why is it that so many of the highest paying jobs and highest paid decision makers are such horrible decision makers? How is it constantly possible that coaches who make terrible decisions in public, because if you make terrible decisions in public, you make it even more in private. So how is it that every high paying job in the coaching profession is filled by people who make horrible decisions in public? How is it so possible that, you know what the answer? I could ask you, hey Jay, are you going to take a job with the Minnesota Vikings? You know what your answer would be?
No. Right.
Pretty simple. Yeah. Pretty simple.
I think these guys get paid so much money that he was dead serious. Like, how dare you ask me about a legitimate rumor? And really,
it wasn't a rumor.
It was already done. But really, if you really wanted to answer it and really be, I guess if he wanted to do it again. Said, you know what, look, we had a great season. There's going to be a ton of rumors out there. It's actually a compliment to him to have another job offer. But to be honest with you, if he said, hey, I'm hurting for my team, that's all I want to focus on right now, I'm not going to answer that question.
Because
he knew
no.
He was leaving.
Here's the thing. All of the other stuff is based on the basic premise that you can't tell the truth.
Well, like, I think contract-wise, he can't. But he could have answered that with a better answer that people would have been okay with and understood versus saying, hey, how dare you ask me this?
How about this? How about you not rely on subterfuge and take a job at another place before you've completed the job you were paid for?
Yeah.
How about that part? How about you don't sign or you don't verbalize an agreement on Friday while you still playing?
He probably didn't think he was going to get there.
No, like there's so much basic stuff in this that we've had this conversation. That listen, the student athletes are just repeating the behavior of the grown-ups in the room. Like we just simply, if you tell me that money is more important than the job that you're doing, and that's literally what he said. And then today to come back and go, well, that young reporter, don't belittle that dude. Don't do that to him. He's a bigger pro than you are because he actually did his job in full. You did. Yeah. You the grown-up in the room.
He could have just left it at B. I mean, I think it's a hard situation. He said, you know, if you know the background of him, he always has wanted the Texas job. That's the truth. That he's always wanted it before he got to Texas. He's always wanted that job.
Wanted it in 2015. Gave it to Pearson instead. Right.
And then his buddy was the AD at TCU. And so it's understandable. It'd be no different if I was coaching at Pittsburgh State. And is that in Kansas? Missouri? Somewhere.
PITTSBURGA.
Yeah. Yeah. State Pittsburgh State. I'm the D coordinator at Pittsburgh State. And I've been there for however many years. And DP gets the job. I'm going to go because I always wanted to coach at Nebraska. He just acted a fool. And
then just say it.
He just talked. He told on himself for no reason.
Then just.
And the worst part, he went to Texas.
Just say it. Like you went and then you picked. It's in the song. Say goodbye to Texas. Say goodbye to. Literally a part of Texas A&M is this. You look. And here's the part. You look Ted. You look Trev dead in the eye. Shook hands. Back patted. High five. Gig them. You did the whole thing, and ain't none of it have any value. None of it has. That tells me that as a dude, listen, you walk into my house, I'm not believing nothing you say about nothing.
Let me ask you this, though. Is this just I think it's just the way business is going to be done. I think, and here's why I think the way it's going to be done. It's all set up by the whole transfer portal. I always joke like these guys can't say they're going to have reunions. Where are you going to take your kids and family around to four different places?
OG just said it. He said, sidestep the story rather than lie to my face. Now, no one should trust your word.
Right. Exactly.
That constantly and consistently, we can say, just do the right thing. And then, now, mistakes happen, right? Situations happen. I get that. But he tried to ruin a young reporter for simply doing the one thing that reporter was to do. That literally is the, like, that.
And he was cool with it. He said, look, man, I understand you lost, but, like, look, dog, there's rumors out there.
I got to ask because it showed up all on my phone.
It broke during the game.
Did you gone?
When you was down 6-1, you know it was, I heard about it.
Well, somebody in the building said today that was the, like, whenever that moment hits Twitter, social media, that's when you lose the series. That's when your season ends. And they asked him about it today, and his thing was, oh, I want to apologize to the young reporter. No, he's just a reporter. He's just a reporter. You could have done the, again, do the grown-up thing, which is to say, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. You don't need to attack him. You don't need to belittle him. But here's the thing. At no point, what I need to hear in full, stand with your people. Stand with your Aggies. Stand with them and say, I'm sorry for this going the way that it did. Because that allows me to move forward, allows them to move forward, allows the Aggie Nation to move forward, and otherwise. We said that here in Nebraska. What really irritated people with Trev Left was you got a social media post and two fingers, deuces. It would have made much more sense to just say, here's what's going on, here's why, and I got to go. Like, and allow people to deal with the truth rather than being too good. The nerve of you.
You don't ever give anybody the room to assume.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think it's hard. I just think this is the way business is going to be done. It's a lot of money. It's everybody's making chess moves or, you know, play game of pawns and all that, because, you know, it's a lot of pressure because they're putting pressure on him to make a decision. He always wanted to go back there, so forth and so on. And I doubt Texas was trying to help him leave Aggieland on the right on the right foot.
Ooh, text line is on. Big Bird, you on one, bro? That is.
Let's see what Big Bird says.
Big Bird,
Money G in Kansas, Pittsburgh State Gorillas. What is this?
No, it's the one above that. Big Bird.
I got it right here.
Yeah, he sent the link that they asked the question.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Look at it.
Listen. Would you like me to pull it up and play it?
Yeah, pull it up and play it.
Okay.
Look at that smirk, See, that smirk made me want to punch you dead in your face.
That part!
Olin Buchanan.
The first one.
Welcome.
Thank you. Coach, on Monday night, you said that you went to Texas A&M with the idea of it being a last job. And then you said that your mind hadn't changed beyond that. So, number one, what changed? And then number two, what would you say to those Texas A&M people that supported you that feels like that you intentionally misled them?
Well, I didn't intentionally mislead them. And that's a very fair question for you to ask, because that is what I said. In that moment, that's exactly how I felt. At 50 years old, you got to understand, and Chris would probably back me up on this, I love TCU. My children grew up there, Fort Worth. I was there 18 years. And it had to be a very unique situation for me to leave that at 50 years old. I love Coach Garrido, but I hope I get to coach here for a long time. But I don't really have any plans on coaching to 75, 78 years old. So I made that choice because it aligned both personally and professionally with what I had going on at the time. And I loved it. And I dove in with every single ounce of me to help A&M have the very best baseball program it can possibly have. And that investment lasted through the last pitch of the national championship game. It never wavered, not one second. I don't care what anybody says. As Chris likes to say, we have jobs and try to run a business on other people's passion. And if I had left Texas A&M for some other school in a different part of the country, the interesting text messages and messages that I got yesterday probably wouldn't have happened. But I get it. You can't ask for your fan base to support you and be passionate like the 12th man always has been, but really was this year. Our crowds were awesome. Awesome. Every single game. And so you can't ask for that like I did and our staff did and then expect everybody to be okay with a coach leaving for its rival school. And I get it. And I get it.
He danced pretty. He did a good job dancing around that.
You know, music, he just did. Listen, we don't have to call it dancing. He lied.
Yeah, I mean.
That's an untruth. That's an untruth. And the reality is we need to start saying that.
But do you think Aggies could or people could really handle it? He said, listen, man, I liked it in Texas. Where is that? A College Station.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a little old town. I always wanted to be in Austin. I got the job. I'm out.
Say it.
I mean, do you think people can handle that?
Say it. What they can't handle is the lie. Don't play with me. Don't tell me you were all in.
To the last
Don't
pitch,
tell
though.
Me you were all in until I'm out. I my flight's already booked. I know where I'm going to live. I got it all. I got my deposit. The contract is already, the ink is already dry on the contract. Don't tell me you're all that. Don't tell me. Listen, I get that it's snakes in a pit, right? And it's sad that that's what it is now because it doesn't have to be. I get that it is, but dude, don't look at me and tell me that you're all in. If you're not all in, don't tell me this is your last job. How many coaches take the new job and say, this is my dream job, and then bounce. This is my dream. So your words have no value. You will say whatever is most convenient for you in that situation, which tells me I can't trust you. Tell me the truth. I'll deal with the truth. But don't, hey, man, it's one thing to cheat. You went to the neighbor, bro. You went to the neighbor. You went to the next door. You went to the neighbor.
I think that's the worst part. I think that's the worst part. I bet you they wouldn't even matter if he went to like Oklahoma or somewhere. I mean, the fact that he went to Texas, I think it stings a lot more. I always say this. When people have like emotional outbursts, which is rightfully so. So that's fine. You can be upset when they have it. And you have and then when you can really dive into the facts, it's on something underneath. You know what I mean? And underneath is you went to Texas. You left us and went to Texas.
You were talking to Texas while you were an Aggie.
Correct.
Listen, it's one thing to end up in the same space, but you purposefully got to subterfuge to have conversations, meaningful conversations with your rival while you were under contract receiving benefit and on the greatest mission of your professional career.
We haven't even mentioned the best part of all of this is that Schlossnagel said that he didn't have substantive conversations with Texas, you know, before the end of the year, but that he was talking with Chris DelConte the whole time. Chris O'Connor, his best friend. He's like, yeah, we're just having normal friend conversations.
The thing is,
excuse me,
it's no different than Lincoln Riley says. I it just came to me in the middle of the night. Remember when he said he came to me in the middle of the night? We're going
in a dream.
In a dream or something. Listen, bro, you just lost. You just got mollywopped the last game at Oklahoma. So yeah, you probably going home drinking a couple beers, and you probably just trying to sleep it off, right? I mean, just kind of all right. I got to get up. If you didn't leave Oklahoma, you got to have your next day meetings. So you're trying to get a good night's sleep because you are probably going into the office early. So don't tell me that you and your wife and family were talking at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Again, what we know about grown men, he had talked to his wife and kids long before this was a thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm just talking about the night that he said when he said, I'm not going to go to LSU. He didn't lie. He didn't lie because he said, I'm not going to LSU.
I'm just trying to picture Jay Foreman making a career move like that and his wife finding out on social media. Oh, boy, that's going to be a terrible trip you about to go on. You about to have a different conversation. We could find out some different things about anybody. Jay Foreman.
Hey, I can tell you, Joyce Garrison would be worse.
Right.
Joyce Garrison Because here's the problem with my mom. Here's what would be the problem with my mom is she would probably hear from my brother, who always likes to. But he likes anything that happens is like, did Jay tell you this?
Would screen grab it and exactly, text it to his mother.
Listen, this is exactly what he does. So it'll be anything. And so my brother's a doctor. So he's up early. Like, so he'll call at 4, like, hey, what you doing? Bruh, I was asleep, right? So that's when he hits my mom up. So I can't even count on both hands and feet how many times, hello? And Joyce is like, boy, why didn't you tell me? Well, it's 6 o'clock here. You reside in Arizona. It is 4. I wasn't thinking about calling. I haven't even got the sleep out of my eyes. That would be the problem.
I'm just trying to imagine telling Becky that I'm getting on a plane for Connecticut because ESPN did the hookup of all hookups. And it's like, oh, I forgot. Hey, can you, I know you didn't know and you got a text, but can you tell Jay? Can you tell Jay?
Yo, people have done that though. What's the dude, Bobby Petrino?
Petrino. Left in the middle of the night.
He left a memo.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't even come in after the game. I think he put
it
on the chair.
Dana did that same sort of thing to Arkansas. Nope, this is a bad decision.
Yeah. It's your boy from the movie, from Harlem Nights. Hey, yo, Doris. I'm never coming home.
Where are you? Don't worry about it. I'm in places unknown. Anyways, man, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.